We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles wide receiver Riley Cooper, who is just now catching his breath from Monday's fast game. How do you like it out there? I mean, you're in it all the time. You're in every play. You're on the
field. I love
it. You played every snap?
I know. 80 out of 80, yeah.
And your tongue wasn't dragging on the ground, huh?
No, I was good. I was good.
What is it like for you, though? I mean, it's certainly different, I guess, than what you've done here in the past.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different. No one's ever done it, you know, in the NFL. So it's definitely different. But you saw how much fun we were having out there. I mean, guys were smiling, laughing, you know, watching our defense make all those plays and turnovers. And it was just a fun all-around game.
How important was it to you know, been working since April on this, to go out in a regular season game and to see everything, at least for a half and then some, fall into place?
Yeah, I mean, everything did fall into place. We kind of let off a little bit, you know, in the second half because we had a big lead. But hopefully we don't do that anymore and we can just kind of keep it rolling, get a lot more plays in. And you know, have fun.
I think what's interesting, Riley, now you had a couple of catches in the game, a big-time contributor in a lot of ways, including the blocking game, which I think the coaches really appreciate. Obviously, LeSean McCoy really appreciates the premium that you are being asked to block. And that's one of the reasons you're on the field so much. You're doing a great job with it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I love doing it.
Yeah,
you know?
You do. You really get after it, don't you?
Yeah, I really love it. And, you know, Jason Avant, I mean, he's a heck of a blocker too now, you know. And, you know, we both love doing it. We both want the ball too. But if we're winning every game, let's keep it going.
Where do you think this offense goes, Riley? I mean, I don't think anybody in the locker room was surprised by this.
Yeah.
A lot of national attention, but you guys don't pay attention to it. But where does it go from here? Is it just another week with the San Diego Chargers? Is it going to be dramatically different on Sunday?
You know what? I mean, it's going to be similar stuff. And, you know, it's just it's a one-game season. You know, we got to be better than the Chargers on Sunday. We just take it one game at a time and, you know, and keep it rolling and don't look too far and hopefully get the W on Sunday.
How much of a premium has been placed on your physical conditioning? Everything's around here is about hydration, about good nutrition, about getting sleep. Have you embraced all that?
Yeah, the sports science is unreal, you know, and the recovery stuff that we do and the recovery shakes that we do and, you know, the ice bath. Everyone got in the ice bath today after practice, coaches included. So, I mean, we do a bunch of stuff. That helps us and helps our legs.
Yeah, Chip knows how to run a program, doesn't he?
Yeah, he definitely does. And everybody's completely bought in. And you know, whatever he says, we're going to do. And we believe in him wholeheartedly. So we're ready
I think
to rock and
the
roll.
Word you use is fun. And I think everybody. Do you feel a lot of energy around this building? Don't
absolutely.
You?
Just a whole different feel. A whole different.
So
feel.
It's the home opener. Mood do you think you're going to feel on Sunday?
I think after that first win, I think that the fans are going to be crazy. They're going to be nuts. They're going to be screaming and hollering, having a good time. It's going to be a loud atmosphere, and we're going to show up to play.
Riley, tell me about the San Diego Chargers. You've been studying them all week. They come off a very tough loss last week to the Houston Texans. Defense puts a lot of pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah, they
do. What have you seen?
They bring a lot of pressure, and they're a great team. They got a great secondary, and you know, we'll see what happens, but we match up well against them, and we just got to execute.
You know, when Jeremy Maclin went down, it's unfortunate that he was hurt, but it gives other players an opportunity. So you've seen this as an opportunity, I guess, to go and really get some playing time.
Yeah, and you never want to get an opportunity, you know, when someone goes down and one of your best friends go down. But that's what happened, and you got to make the best of it. You can have an opportunity, but if you don't make the best of it, you know, it doesn't matter. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do, and keep it rolling.
Yeah.
Keep getting W's and let's go.
Let me keep it fun. How physically taxing is the game for you at this pace?
You know what? It's tough. I mean, you see the defenses that we play. They're winded. So I mean, it's definitely tough. But it's tough too going from the huddle to the line of scrimmage, So it's definitely a mix-up, but,
You don't have to go into the huddle. You don't have to run that 20-yard
So we just stay on the – you know, I stay on the left side of the field, you know, majority of the time. D-Jack stays on the right side of the field majority of the time, and we just get to play and we roll. So, I mean, it saves jogging to the huddle and jogging to the line of scrimmage. So, you know, you got to look at it
I think one of the most impressive parts of this whole operation is the way that the coaching staff has taught the players – how to learn the game plan. You know, from the very first preseason game, you know, very few false starts, very few blown assignments. Delay of game doesn't really happen here, although it happened once on Monday night.
Yeah, it did.
The way that they've allowed you guys to learn the system, and it's a new system, doesn't seem like there's a lot of confusion out there.
You know, there isn't, but we put in a lot of work in mini camps and OTAs. You know, we we got a lot of repetitions in. And that's what you need when you have a new staff, a new system, new players. And, you know, that's what you need is that repetition. And we got it. Yeah. So, you know, hey, got to keep it going.
We'll go, yeah, go get them on Sunday. Home opener, Riley Cooper in studio with us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.